For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth. The Arkansas Department of Health reported about 7,700 new cases on Tuesday of people testing positive for COVID-19. That pushed the number of active cases to another record high, with 64,000 people feeling the effects of the virus. The Department of Health also reported 25 additional deaths yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Asa Hutchinson told reporters that while the Omicron variant is spreading rapidly, he's optimistic a break is in sight.
It is here. It is raging across Arkansas. But what we see from the data internationally and nationally is that this will pass through. But we've got to hold the line. We've got to make sure we take the action so we can get through January into February.
The governor said a steering committee has approved allocating $50 million to expand the capacity at 11 state hospitals. And at a joint budget committee meeting of the legislature on Tuesday, the governor proposed a $6 billion budget for Arkansas's coming fiscal year. It includes funding for higher education, workforce development, and services for people with disabilities, and is a 3.3% increase over the previous year's budget.
This is higher than I prefer, but the needs of our state and our healthy financial position support this increase. The budget also includes allows for $175 million of built-in surplus, which gives us a cushion that is needed in this time of economic fluctuations.
Also included are pay increases for entry-level state troopers. Lawmakers will debate the proposed budget ahead of a planned fiscal session of the legislature next month. And the Fort Smith School Board approved a 30-day mask mandate for students, teachers, and staff starting this week. The decision comes after the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement released data showing high COVID-19 infection rates in 97% of the state's school districts. The mandate will be lifted if virus cases dip below 30 per 10,000 residents in Sebastian County. School Superintendent Martin Mahan said that the district is also preparing for virtual instruction if necessary, citing staff shortages. As of Monday, 6 staff and 108 students were in quarantine. For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth.